Hi, I'm Claire McCormack. I'm the CEO for Made for You and ML2. I've been with the organisation since 2015 now, so just over 8 years. It's really been my role over the last few years to build the organisation, to assist the board in creating and setting strategy, and to have really developed some really exciting projects over the last few years.
Hi, my name's John Brown. I live in the ML2 community and I'm a volunteer with the organisation. So I'm currently the chair of the Board of Trustees and work closely with Claire around all things Made for You, which is an amazing organisation.
So Made for You was established as an idea around about 2004. So that makes us, in theory, 20 years old this year. There were a number of organisations, including churches at that time, who really wanted to develop a response to a number of needs that they saw in the local community. So the organisation came into existence legally in 2006 in response to those things, including suicide by young males, the crisis of poverty in the local area, and the lack of kind of jobs that had come around through the closure of steelworks, and different factors that play in quite uniquely in this local area. At that point, the organisation started developing families work, work around 11 to 12, 25 year olds, tackling poverty. We were in a porta cabin at first. We were then in a very small two bedroom flat, and in 2010, we managed to take on a lease for a fairly small and humble community cabin, almost in the Cambusnethan area of Wishaw.
In recent years, Made for You has went through an enormous period of change under Claire's leadership. We are actually a completely different organisation to the charity that we were even 4 or 5 years ago. And I think the pandemic played a real part in that. Obviously, the pandemic was a really challenging time for people in our communities. But around that time, the organisation was able to really move forward and really support some of the most vulnerable people in the community. And it's been the case ever since. So as an organisation, we are achieving much greater impact and doing so much more in the community than we ever have. It's a really thriving community hub in Cambusnethan.
Since 2020, Made for You has, as John says, expanded quite rapidly. We have developed 3 departments. So we work on the basis of children, young people, and then wellbeing in the wider community. That looks like holiday hunger clubs, active play in schools, award schemes, a food pantry, community fridge, community cafes, befriending, youth clubs, and work in all sorts of schools. And that's been quite exciting work, and we've been able to bring in development workers to head up each of those areas. It's been an exciting time, and the organisation has really gone from strength to strength. That means for me, financially, that the organisation has also increased 3 or 4 times of the size of income and outgoing, which is great in terms of we have more people on the ground to deliver the work. But it's been tough in that we don't have a dedicated role to support this, and most of the work has been done by myself and trying to train up a team of capable workers who deliver great work, but their first port of call is not thinking about funding and spending time at their desks applying for funding. So we've done well until this point, but we're really looking forward to having a dedicated role that means that we can put in place a strategy that creates a structure and sustainability for the work going forward, and actually allows us to do more on the ground rather than dividing our work between quality delivery and trying to source and chase funding for it in the background.
Yeah, so 2024 is going to be an enormously exciting year for us. We're really looking forward to having a fantastic new colleague in this fundraising role to help us sustain and grow the work. But we're also developing the Board of Trustees at the moment. So myself is the new chairperson, but we've also had several new trustees join the board in the last few weeks and months, which is really exciting because it brings kind of fresh ideas, fresh knowledge, skills, information. And we are currently coming to the end of our 2020 to 2023 strategy and looking to develop our strategy for the next several years. So we're looking forward to kind of getting around the table and spending time together to think about that. And we're really hoping that this new fundraising manager role will be crucial to that, and welcoming someone to contribute to that exercise as well.
The development of this role is key to Made For You moving forward, I think, with our work and our big vision. As one of the people who kind of set those goals and look at that, the role really has been in our line of sight for a number of years. We've played a little bit with having kind of trust fundraisers in and looking at external consultancy. But really the time is right for us to invest in fundraising as a key function of the organisation and to separate it out from a bit of my role or a bit of somebody else's role. That means that we've spent a significant amount of time looking at what this role might be and realising that the role that we are envisioning is a role where somebody comes in and is a bit of a self-starter, is able to lead well and set a great example for the team. We're an organisation that takes everything in our stride. We want to be agile and we want to work together. So we're looking for somebody who really embodies those elements of leadership. One of the key things that we are looking for in the role is somebody who really understands the importance of trust and grant fundraising to small charities like ours. We know that the field has been difficult in the last number of years, and in particular the last year, with big grant makers looking to close down, wind down their funds, and the ones who look to stay open are going from, you know, a 1 in 4 or a 1 in 5 success to a 1 in 10 success. However, looking at our assets and where we get our income from about 65 to 70% of our income every year is through trust and grants. And we've been working hard over the last number of years to build a good relationship with grant funders, to look at multi-year funding and to get larger grants than we've ever been able to get before. So in this role, we're really looking for somebody who is knowledgeable, who is a go-getter. They want to reach out, they want to build relationships, or they already have relationships with grant funders. And also that they are keen to innovate, they are keen to put in place structures where junior team members and other delivery members can be upskilled and we can build the structure around that as well. We're looking for somebody who can have great conversations with our treasurer and with our finance coordinator and can also like assist me in setting budgets and talking about the big picture things like how we can set realistic goals for the organisation, but also lofty goals for a small, like locally based community organisation. Yeah, so we're looking for somebody who has that existing experience, but also is really excited about starting up, you know, essentially a really core function of an organisation that will make a huge difference to the community. This isn't about a big organisation that already has something set up where someone's looking to step in to an already sustained structure, but it's somebody who wants to start from humble beginnings, who wants to take innovative approaches and who wants to look, a role where you're working every day towards something that makes a massive difference to people's lives.
A big priority for us at Made For You is to really encourage and inspire the local community and residents to get involved, whether that's by volunteering, by taking part in our groups and activities, or even through, you know, community fundraising events or things like taking part in the Kilt Walk, for example. We are a membership organisation, so we're really keen to grow our membership over the coming years, and we're really excited about the opportunities that that might bring to us as well. We're also really lucky to have some key individual donors as well, and these relationships are really important to us. So in this role, that may be something that you'd be able to help and support us with as well. We're really excited about going through the process to recruit a really great individual for this vacancy. Really, really keen and excited to meet candidates in the very near future. So if it's something that sounds interesting to you, please do reach out and apply.